We actually have governance sort of on three levels. I think the main one, which with respect to how I work with center COs, is we have what's called an IT management board. I actually meet weekly with that management board because of we're scattered throughout the country. It's telecon. I meet for 2 hours or more every Tuesday with all the COs, and we cover a number of issues, whether they be operational, some development activities, as well as investment activities. Speaking of investment, we do have IT Strategy and Investment Board. There, it's really not so much the COs that I work with, but representatives from across all of our major organizations, and they tend to be senior people. Because when we invest in IT in our agency, we don't want it to be driven by the COs. It should be driven by our customers and overall needs and requirements for the agency. So we have an IT Strategy and Investment Board that I meet with quarterly. And for our development activities and projects that are IT-oriented, we have a project management board, which meets monthly. So we have three tiers of governance, but the one that mostly engages the center COs is our IT management board, and I meet weekly. And in addition to just having ad hocs or one-on-ones with the center COs.
I mean, that's incredible that you guys are able to get together weekly, given mm-hmm. the fact that just how busy CIOs are, how you're pulled in different directions quite often. How are you able to make sure that that happens? I mean, is it just a priority? Do you just say, we're going to do this and it gets done? Or obviously you've shown the value over time that people keep coming back and they're not just sending surrogates, if you will.
Yeah, I think it's a little of both. I mean, we revamped our processes and our governance a year and a half ago. It continues to mature, but we ensure that there are relevant, important topics that are brought up every week. We actually send out agendas and presentations, at least the agendas ahead of time, often the presentations the morning of, but there's structure behind it.
And again, this probably is part of your CIO job in terms of how maybe has changed over the last few years. Now, I know you've been the acting CIO for about 6 or 8 months now. Is that correct?
Since January.
January. Okay, so just about 5 months. Mm-hmm. But you were deputy CIO before that, so you probably have seen kind of the transformation of the CIO's job. How has it changed? I mean, is this governance process part of that, or are we talking? When we talked more about the back room versus the boardroom, has that changed a little bit? Or talk a little bit about how the CIO's job has changed.
Well, I can certainly speak for the last year and a half to 2 years and some of the things that I've seen. I think there is, one, we're trying to move to a mentality of more of an agency focus. And I'm sure we'll talk some more about some of our major initiatives there in a little bit. But more of an agency focus, but you can't, obviously, every center CEO has to have their local focus as well. So we've structured, as we just talked about, a governance to make us work together more as a team and ensuring that we're doing the right things for the agency. We've asked every center to align their organizations around 9 core functions. Before, we never had any definition around what really should be their functions and their responsibilities. And so we put more definitions and focus around what the center CEO should be doing. A big element of that is around relationship management, and how the center COs and their organizations interact with their customers. So I think there's more of a customer focus that we're trying to do now compared to past. There's clearly more focus on governance. But at the same time, we recognize that we also have to continue to focus on our service delivery. So we're putting more structure into that as well. For example, that you've probably heard of the ITIL framework with respect to service delivery. That's another area that we're moving toward. So anyway, we actually asked every center to develop transition plans to focus around those 9 core functions, and those have all been put in place, and all the centers are, for the most part, there with respect to ensuring those core functions are in place.